This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
We have callers.
I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number here is toll free, 855-660-4261. So don't be shy and give us a call. The month of August is the best time of the year to kill poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and all weeds like bittersweet that are getting out of control. And there's a couple good products. Bayer makes a product called Durazone, and it's about 40% more effective than Roundup. And then you've got Cleanup from Bonide that is twice the strength of Roundup, but with sunny days and humidity. Poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, they can be wiped out very, very quickly. So this is the best time of the year, and you want to get it done while the weather is in your favor. And if you have a lot of weeds coming in on walkways, patios, gravel driveways, BioSafe has an organic grass and weed killer. Again, it's a product that you mix with water, you spray it on the foliage of the weeds, and it will kill them within a 3 to 4 hour period. So you have Durazone or Cleanup that is a chemical that works very, very well. Or if you want to stay organic, use BioSafe Weed Control. And that will kill everything that it hits. The BioSafe, if you can do it on a sunny day like it is right now, hopefully where you live, it will do the job in just a matter of 3 or 4 hours. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Nashua, and he's got a question about his lawn and weeds.
Frank, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening? How bad is it?
Yes, good morning, Paul. Last year and this year, I put in some Pearls Premium grass seed, and it's doing quite well. I do have a problem with a weed. I looked it up on the internet, and apparently it's something called spurge.
Yes.
So I tried killing it with the Ortho weed beater, and it had no effect on that. And I looked on the internet, and they suggested adding a little detergent so it would adhere better to the weeds. I tried that, and still no effect. So I can kill it with Roundup if it's away from the good grass. And I've also been pulling it by hand, but that's rather tedious. So I was wondering if you could recommend a product that might actually kill the spurge.
Okay. Now, you use the Ortho Weed Be Gone?
Yes.
Okay. Bonide has a product called Weed Beater Ultra. And the Weed Beater Ultra is a much stronger product. It will not hurt the grass. It comes with a built-in sprayer, so you just attach it to your hose. And it also has what's called a spreader sticker. And that is basically a little bit of soap like the internet told you. And what it does is it makes the product adhere to the foliage. So you go to any garden center, Weed Beater Ultra, made by Bonide, and it's a lot better than the Weed Be Gone. It's the newest technology, and some of the things that's different, the Weed Beater Ultra can be applied when the temperatures are 50. The Ortho Weed Be Gone has to be 70 degrees to become more effective. So it's a product that can be used earlier in the season to take them out when they're young. And it's something that you should be treating right now, time-wise, is correct, because the spurge is making a flower. And once the flower is pollinated, then it's going to make a seed pod. The seed pod will eventually ripen. It will dry. And when it dries, it will explode. Just like a cannon, it will shoot the seeds all over the garden and the lawn and make the problem worse for next year. But try this Weed Beater Ultra. It does have a surfactant that makes it stick, and it's going to be a lot better than Weed Be Gone.
Okay, thank you.
I thank you. And do it. Try and do it before the temperatures get up to be above 90. That way there's no possibility that you could get any burning. But it's a very safe product and very, very effective. And we thank you for the phone call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from Cape Cod. She's got a question about her oriental lilies.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's so good to talk to you. I'm having trouble with my lilies. Here's what's happened. I have a grouping of oriental lilies that I've had growing for 10 years.
Yep.
This spring I had some yard work done, and just as the lilies were beginning to break ground, the workers cut the sprouts off, and the lilies never grew. I dug around the bulb to see if they were still there, and they are. They look fine. My question is, should I dig the bulbs up to see if I can keep them for next year, or are they dead?
Well, if the bulb was to die, then you would be, if you dug one up, it would be rotting.
It wasn't.
It's still like a nice pinky white color?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What I would do is you need to get a root stimulated fertilizer.
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear too good.
You need to get a root stimulating fertilizer.
Ah.
And to try and rebuild the root system because it didn't get any food that the foliage would make on it.
Yes.
And the product that you want to use is called Protolizer. And it's Protolizer. And
okay.
what it is all microbes, bacteria, and fungi. And especially this year where you have a lot of plants under stress, if you can put this around your plants, it will help them to rebuild, and it will probably send some little shoots out from that plant. Now, if you can't find it at your garden center, I'm going to give you a phone number. And the phone number is 888 546-5941. And I really like this fertilizer, especially in the fall. If you're going to be dividing perennials or transplanting shrubs or little trees, but when you're moving things, if you use this fertilizer, it will help the root system to get established a lot quicker. And in the fall, you need quick establishment because winter will be right around the corner. But call that 888 number and they can help you out.
Oh, that's wonderful, because these were so beautiful every year, and then this year, boom, they're gone.
Yeah, well, I would deduct a little bit of a payment from their maintenance bill. When the maintenance people who cut the lilies down, I would deduct the cost of buying some new bulbs from their bill and say, hey, listen, you cut down my bulbs, you should know better. You're supposed to be a professional.
I know.
And you destroyed it. So the cost of 10 new bulbs is about $250. So I'm deducting $25 from your bill for your stupidity and lack of knowledge. And let them know that you're not happy with them. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use fertilizer beneficial microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Fertilizer.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
When roaches invade your home, don't turn to complicated, messy products. Fair Advanced Home Pest Roach Killer Gel helps you fight back. The easy one-touch applicator lets you dab small, precise doses in areas where roaches love to hide, leaving no odor or mess. It's just that easy. And Bayer Advanced Roach Killer Gel kills all major types of roaches for up to 6 months or until bait is consumed. Home Pest Roach Killer Gel from Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. So if you have a problem and you're really blown away and you can't figure out what it is, or you have some concerns, give us a call and I'll try and to my best ability to help you out to solve that problem. Okay? One of the things, probably the question that we've had the most this week is, my cucumbers are not long. They look like a golf ball with a nipple on the end. What's causing it? Number one, poor pollination, so that the seeds are not fertilized properly. Number two, not enough water. And that means you've got to double up the water. And what I do with my cucumbers is I take the hose, I put it at the base of the planting. I put three or four plants to a hill. And I soak that ground for about 10 minutes, then to the next hill and so forth. Try that. The other question we're getting a lot of, summer squash. Lots of flowers, no fruit. And I've got that same problem, and I have no idea what's going on. I have a dozen plants in my garden loaded with male flowers, but I've had one yellow squash all year so far. I don't know what's going on. But I've got that problem just like you. Daniel, who's up next? Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got June from Plymouth, and she's got a question about white clover.
Hi, June. Good morning. How can we help you out with the clover today?
I've noticed that I have patches of white clover in my lawn, and through this drought, they have stayed green. I also noticed that it doesn't have to be mowed as often.
Right.
My lawn does need repair, and I'm just wondering what's good about white clover other than what I've already discovered, and what might be bad about planting more of it.
Okay. White clover, or there are other varieties, are a very aggressive plant. They are a very good plant because they are able to pull the nitrogen fertilizer that's in the air and pull it into the leaf and attach it to the root system. And if you were to dig up a clover plant, you would find a little bump on the leaf, on the root system, and it's called a nodule. And it's a nitrogen nodule. So the clover is able to take the nitrogen out of the air, absorb it into the leaf, take it down to the root, and then the nitrogen is used by the plant and other plants to grow better. The problem with clover is that it will choke out the grass so that you'll have a lot less lawn. You'll have plenty of clover. But if you want to cut back on maintenance and you like the appearance of clover, you could sprinkle the clover seed throughout your lawn in the month of early September. And the clover will come in, it will fill in, your whole lawn will be clover. That means no mowing, and you won't need to feed it because it's Mother Nature's way of rebuilding the soil. But if you want grass, then you don't want to plant clover because the clover will overtake it and choke it out. And if it is a problem where you're getting patches of clover and the grass is dying, then you want to use the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. And that will kill the clover in your lawn. And yesterday I was walking to the garden. I have a patch of clover and it was wilted. That's how dry it is.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden. Have you been fighting diseases on your plants? Diseases like downy mildew, especially on impatiens and other bedding plants. Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide controls downy mildew and many other diseases. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid to be mixed with water and used as a foliar spray. Agrifos also controls Phytophthora and other root rot diseases. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without unsightly disease problems. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery from Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood.
Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful morning. If you're going to get some yard work done, get it out now before the heat comes. And weeding it early in the morning like this, even if you don't pull up the weed, the sun will beat down on it and it will dehydrate it and it will dry very, very quickly. So get a little bit of weeding done and then come inside and enjoy yourself. Go blueberry picking. They're coming in like crazy every place right now. And if you have blueberries in your garden, make sure that you keep them irrigated. Get a soaker hose or water them on a regular basis, because not only will the blueberries that you pick this year be larger, sweeter, and tastier, but the plant is making the buds for next year. And if your blueberries are dry, your blueberries that you eat this year will be small. And what will happen next year is you'll have fewer blueberries on your plant. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about moving her perennials.
Donna, good morning. What type of perennials were you planning on moving or dividing?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. I have probably six perennial gardens throughout my entire yard. Just too much to keep up with, so I want to move them. Most of them are hostas or or poppies. I know poppies shouldn't be moved. I have daylilies. There's quite a few varieties in the different gardens. So
okay.
I know it's kind of too hot right now to move them. Do I have to wait till September?
Yeah, I would really wait until things cool down. I mean, the long-range forecast for me here in Maine is mid-80s for the next week. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting weather that hot, if you're moving perennials that stay in the sun with 80-plus degrees, then they're going to have a major stress problem. So I would hold off. If you're going to dig up the whole clump and not divide it, then I would still wait until early September.
Okay. And second question, Paul, my daughter's just started organic gardening with vegetables, and okay. She had trouble with grubs eating her squash. So one of my farmer friends told her to buy some milky spores. She did that. Hopefully it'll work because it just happened. What should she do next year in her vegetable garden? It's an organic garden to prevent it.
Okay. Now, when you say she had grubs eating the squash, was
right.
the worm at the root or was it mm-hmm. inside the stem?
No, it was at the root. It totally, like, uplifted the squash plants.
So there
were the roots and the, yeah.
So it ate the roots itself.
Yep.
Okay. What you should do is put the milky spore disease down now
mm-hmm.
because this is a bacteria that will spread quicker with heat than cold. So
okay.
if you can get it put down now, water it in thoroughly, then the microbes will divide, they'll multiply, and then next spring, after she's planted the garden, put it down again, and next fall, she needs to do it spring and fall for 3 years, and by
okay.
doing that, it will protect the garden for 25 years.
Awesome. We bought the right product then, I guess.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful day. Get out there and enjoy that sunshine while we can. Winter is a time that's coming faster than we know. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Margaret from New Hampshire, and she's got a question about her repotted plants.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What can we help you with this morning?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for taking my call. My phone is dying, so if I... But anyway, I planted repotted oregano, rosemary, basil, and geraniums I got from a store. Should I bring them in now?
No.
What?
You wanna keep them outside until the kids go back to school in September.
Okay.
And what I would do, and my wife and I do this, okay? We grow chives, parsley, basil, oregano, and thyme in pots on our back deck in, like, 8-inch pots. And we'll cut off of them when we make a tossed salad or we're cooking. And then when the kids go back to school in September and things are beginning to get a little bit on the cool side, it could be even early October, we bring them in, we put them in front of a south-facing window, we feed them every 2 weeks from October until the following spring, and we will harvest fresh herbs all winter long. And I'm telling you, there is nothing better than fresh picked herbs.
All right. I don't want bugs to get inside, you know, all kinds of bugs. When I bring them in, will it be okay?
What I do to make sure that I'm not bringing in any insects, I buy a product made by Bonide call All Season Oil.
Yeah.
And what I do is it comes with a built-in sprayer. Or you can buy a mister-type bottle. But I buy the concentrate. And I take the pot, turn it upside down. I spray all the underside of the herbs and any of the house plants that I put outside. Then I spray the top, and I let it air dry, and then I bring it in the house. If during the winter insects do return, I use the same thing. Now, the reason that I do is this. All season oil is a paraffin, which is a waxy base oil. And when you spray it, like from a mister bottle during the winter, on your herbs, it will kill the adults, the young, and it will smother the eggs so that they don't get a chance to hatch. And because all of the windows in my house are closed for the winter, I'm not breathing a toxic chemical. I'm breathing a paraffin wax. And that's what I think is a lot safer than these indoor insect sprays. With the windows closed, you're breathing the fumes. And that's
so do you take them out of the pot? You take the plants out of the pot and spray them?
No, I leave them right in the pot.
And spray the bottom?
I spray the I turn it upside down.
Right.
And spray the underside of the foliage.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, so I get the underside of the leaf, and then I stand it up the way it's supposed to be, and I soak the top part of the plant. And by doing that, it works very, very well, and it's a nice, organic, natural way to keep all of the herbs that you bring in for the winter and any of your house plants. Like I have a hibiscus right now that's in bloom. And I know that when I bring in that hibiscus in late September, even October some years, that I'll have green aphids on the tip of the plant. And if I use that all-season oil, it will take care of it. If you have English ivy and you bring that in, sometimes English ivy will get spider mite. And if you use that all-season oil, it will destroy the mites. And again, you're not getting a toxic chemical that if it was outside, not a problem. But, you know, the windows are shut. The heat's on. You don't want to be breathing the fumes from a man-made insecticide. So that's why I use the all-season oil on all my indoor plants. And again, the way it works is when it hits the insect on contact, the oil will cover the body. It will plug up all of the pores in the skin. It can't breathe, and it dies. And you're not breathing a toxic product, so it works real well. Thank you, and that was a very good question. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from New York, and she's got a tree that's dying on her.
Carol, good morning. What kind of a tree and what's happening?
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Paul, I have a gigundo red maple tree, and it's gorgeous. I called you before about it, and I guess it's not going to survive. At least I'm pretty sure it isn't, but I wanted to tell you about it. The bark of the tree was colored. It looked like it was moldy, sort of. And it had different colors on the bark of the tree, which has always been gorgeous.
Okay.
But this year, it had all these different colors on the bark. And I went out the other day and found out the bark had split. And you can see the beautiful tree underneath the bark, but I think it's dead, don't you, Paul?
Do you have leaves on your tree?
I did, but they're very tiny, and they're all withered up, and the leaves were actually gigundo. They were as big as my hand, and now they're about as big as my thumb.
Yeah, there is definitely a problem. I would try that protolyzer to see if you can bring it back.
Paul, I thought because the tree was bare underneath the bark, it's the, you know, the yellow tree only, a big section of it, and I thought that that meant it was dead. Does it mean it still can be revived?
As long as underneath the bark, if you scratch it, if there's a green or a yellow coloration, then there's a very good chance. Get a liquid fertilizer, like Neptune's Harvest.
Can't hear you too well, Paul. Your voice is faded on me.
Okay, the Neptune's Harvest fertilizer or the Espomer Grow fertilizer.
What kind of fertilizer?
Here, I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Everybody got off to a late start this spring. If you want to make up for lost time, use Protolyzer Beneficial Microbes from Natural Alternatives. Millions of microbes will bring your soil to life again and rebuild it to make it more productive. Don't use a chemical fertilizer. Use Mother Nature. Call 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5444 for more information. Protolyzer. For weeks now, I've been telling you about Natural Alternative Organic Mosquito Tick and Flea Control. Well, folks, here's the latest news on getting rid of mosquitoes and ticks. Natural Alternative's parent company, Natural Lawn of America, has been treating lawns for 30 years now. These professionally trained technicians can treat your property to get rid of mosquitoes safely. The service is called Mosquito Ranger. It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the outdoor spaces right away. If ticks are a problem, ask for Natural Lawn about Tick Ranger for tick control. Mosquito Ranger and Tick Ranger are pet and kid friendly, so if you like the convenience of mosquitoes and tick services, call our good friends at Natural Lawn of America at 800-989-5444. That's 800-989-5484.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Whey and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Whey, for your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jean from Kinnery. She's got a question about rhubarb.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. What's happening with your rhubarb?
My friend, a bunch of roots, and I really don't know where I should plant it, what they need to be fed, anything.
Okay. Did she already dig it?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to plant it in a sunny location, and the rhubarb will grow to be between 3 and 4 foot in diameter.
Uh-huh.
So you need to give it plenty of room. Don't jam them in there. And when you plant them, dig a big hole, add a lot of compost, or get some of the black cow manure.
Okay.
And put a lot of that in, work it in, plant it, and then just keep it wet. And you should be okay. Now, one of the things that I would do to eliminate some of the stress, is there a lot of foliage with the plant?
Hardly any.
Okay. Because I say if there was a lot, you could cut half of the leaves back to eliminate some of the moisture loss. But
okay.
So the main thing, dig a good size hole and backfill it with soil that you've blended in either compost or black cow manure. Work it in well, plant in it, keep it wet, and you should be in good shape.
Now, should I break the bulbs up at all? Because, I mean, one of the clumps is probably the size of a dinner plate around.
Okay, then you could split it in two.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it any more than that.
Okay. Excellent. And you said black cow?
Yeah. You can buy it at nurseries, garden centers, Home Depot, Lowe's will have it. Black Cow is a very unique manure. It comes from Florida and from Texas. And most of the cow manure that you buy out there are actually 10% actual cow manure. And the rest of it is sawdust, wood shavings, a little bit of sand. But the Black Cow is screened. No other company does this. And you're getting 67% pure cow manure instead of 10%. And the cost is not that much more, believe me.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah, what I do at this time of the year, especially if you want to stay organic, is you can take the Black Cow, and I take a 5-gallon bucket. I'll put a shovel full, just a regular digging shovel full, into the bucket. I'll take my hose and with some pressure try and mix the cow manure, and I make cow manure tea. And then I'll run it down. I'll just pour a little bit down the row of, like, green beans. I'll put a little bit, maybe like a quart around pepper plants, tomato plants, around cucumbers. And I'll tell you, that Black Cow manure tea is a great stuff.
Well, I listened to you, gosh, maybe a year ago, and you talked about Agrifos for tomato plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a believer in that stuff since, because even this year I've recovered some very unhappy plants using that product. So I've definitely got to try the Black Cow.
Yeah, the Agrifos is a product. We had a problem about maybe 5 or 6 years ago now, and it started with impatiens. And it spread to tomatoes. And for some reason, those two, I mean, impatiens was the number one selling annual. And it got a blight called downy mildew. It started in Florida. It came all the way up to Maine. And it went all the way to Washington State and California in 1 year. And the blight hit tomatoes.
I destroyed them.
And just wiped them out. I was at a farm stand, and they sent me to look at their fields. And the entire section of tomatoes, everything was gone. And they said it happened within a 2-week period. And the universities are the ones who found it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.